Hello, amazing human beings. Andy here. I went from depressed and suicidal to living a life of abundance and joy. If I can do it, you sure as hell can too. I wanted to sit down and do a little bit of a, I guess, life update, but also a little bit of gratitude, or a lot of gratitude. You know, I was walking around with Imogen, my lovely little girlfriend, this morning, talking about all the things that we're grateful for, which is something we do multiple times a day, but at least every single day we will talk about the things we're grateful for, what we appreciate with each other, with the universe, with other people, etc. And this morning I was doing a big, I guess, zoom out of my life. You know, I zoomed out and looked at the totality of my life and everything I've done. And, you know, being that depressed little 14-year-old kid who tried to kill himself multiple times, you know, before I finally hit 21 and went to prison, and that ended up being the most transformative experience of my life. And, you know, all the self-improvement I did, overcoming the depression, losing all the weight, then getting decent with women, learning how to have a lot of sex and really enjoy that, learning how to improve my body, learning how to give to other people, all the things that have happened since then, you know, meeting my lovely girlfriend and building this relationship over the last 6 years, building this coaching business, building up this podcast and my YouTube channel. You know, we just hit 50,000 subscribers on my YouTube channel, so I'm incredibly grateful and very humbled to be at that point. But I was just looking at my whole life and I was like, you know, this is a thought that I have from time to time. Man, I'm so fucking grateful. I can't believe this roller coaster ride that I've been on. You know, it feels like every day I wake up and there's an abundance of blessings in my life, you know, beautiful people, money, you know, getting to improve people's lives, fun adventures I get to go on, love, you know, there's so much love in my life. I get to give so much love to everybody that I give it out to. And I can't help but be grateful for all of that. You know, it's sometimes very surreal to be sitting here remembering that I was the person that wanted to die for almost a decade. You know, it doesn't seem like that was me. It seems like that was a different person. And fair enough, yeah, I was a kid and then a teenager and a young adult. That is a different person to the 37-year-old man that sits in front of you. And we're all going through a process of, you know, killing our inner loser, so to speak, or maybe you'd say upgrading our inner loser or loving our inner loser and helping him or her get to a point where they're a little bit more of a winner, you know, if you want to phrase it like that. But we're all in that process of self-improvement. We're all in that process of going to bed each night and dying and then waking up the next day and being reborn a new human being. You know, every day is a new chance to go after your goals. It's a new opportunity to go for the life that you want to live. It's a new chance to be the person that you want to be. And all of us have such a long amount of time in front of us if we just take it hour by hour, day by day. There are so many millions of opportunities to improve ourselves in whatever way that we want, working towards whatever goals are important to us and being the kind of people that we want to be. You know, it's up to us to answer those questions. Who do you want to be? That's for you to answer, not for me. But we have so much abundance and opportunities, you know, to build something beautiful. And I'm very grateful that people showed me that it was possible. You know, at the very start, it was my parents who showed me that it was possible to pull my way out of the depression. And then some counselors and some therapists taught me cognitive behavior therapy, which is just very similar to stoicism. You're basically just reframing, you know. And I learned that I get to react and respond to life events in a way that I choose. You know, I don't have to let life pull me in different directions. I don't have to let life happen to me. I get to have a say in what happens. And those first few therapists literally taught me not to be a victim. And I will forever be grateful for that. I'm grateful to Chris from Good Looking Loser, who was probably the first really big mentor or guy that I really, really looked up to. And he absolutely changed my life in terms of self-love, in terms of going out there and building an amazing sex life, in terms of connecting with women, having some amazing sexual experiences. He taught me so much in terms of courage, you know, doing something that I always thought was impossible, which was going up to women outside in the street that I didn't know and telling them that I thought they were cute or pretty or hot and that I wanted to talk to them. And I've met so many women through doing that. Obviously, I met Imogen, though we met on Tinder, but you know, it all feels like the same thing to me. It's all just meeting other human beings. And I'll forever be grateful to him. I'm grateful for all the people that helped me on the Good Looking Loser forums. You know, the website is down these days and has been defunct for a couple of years now, but there were so many beautiful people that helped me on the Good Looking Loser forums, you know, that pushed me when I was really down, that were there for me and listened to me and told me that I could do more than I ever thought was possible. I'm grateful for all the other people that ever helped me, you know, Caleb Jones, Mark Manson, those were the two people in the early days. I'm grateful for all the YouTube prank, I say prank channels, they're more like social experiments that I used to watch, like Big Doors TV and a bunch of different ones like that. Yes Theory, where they just walk up to people and they just try and make them smile or they try and do something nice for them and showing me that human beings are nice and most people are pretty fucking nice and they're not that scary if you walk up to them and talk to them or hit on them or try and make friends with them. I'm grateful for all the wonderful spiritual people who have helped me, you know, Byron Katie, David Hawkins, my spiritual coach, Keith, who I still have sessions with, like coaching sessions with to this day. I just did a coaching session with him this week, actually, and it was amazing. He's such a wonderful, amazing human being. But I'm grateful for all of these spiritual people. I'm grateful for people like Mother Teresa. You know, I've said this before. I've read every single book that she's ever written. Absolutely had a huge impact on helping me be more loving and kind and giving more value to other human beings. You know, give and you shall receive, as the saying goes. I could sit here and list 1,000 other people that have helped me or given me insight or their books have changed my thinking and changed my life, but we would be here forever. And to wrap it all up, I can just say I'm grateful for all the knowledge that I've been given, all the people that have helped me, and it's my mission to try and pass on as much as that as I possibly can to all of you. And I'm grateful that you're here. I'm grateful that you listen. And if you didn't want to listen, that would be perfectly okay. But I'm grateful that you're here. I'm grateful that you change your lives and that you improve yourselves and you go out there and show courage and run towards your goals. I'm grateful that you influence and help and inspire other people. You know, one of the most beautiful things about what I get to do as a coach, you know, a life coach or a sex and dating coach, a spiritual coach, whatever you want to call me, you know, I kind of coach people on everything. But one of the beautiful things is I get to coach someone and see them improve, and then they will start inspiring other people in the coaching group. You know, and most people don't even take a long time to start doing that. Like usually within a month of coaching, they will have had some victories. We will have pushed them to do some amazing things. And then they'll start just naturally on their own, giving out advice to the other people in the group. And they'll start inspiring and pushing and helping the other people grow. And it's such a fucking beautiful thing. And some of my clients have even gone on to become coaches themselves. You know, I have a few people who've started their own coaching business. And obviously in my own coaching program, we have Cam, we have Ed, and we have Taylor. All three of those guys were just coaching clients of mine at the start, you know, and they were able to start inspiring other people during their time in the coaching. And then when they came to the end of their coaching for each of them, I just said, you're having such an amazing transformation on other people. Would you like to stay in the coaching program as a coach? Like, do you want to be a coach? And all three of them, you know, I was blessed that they all said yes. And there are so many times that I sit here and what I do, like what I get to do, feels so surreal. You know, I get to coach people and inspire them and be inspired by them because it's such a beautiful thing to coach and mentor people and have them achieve these big, amazing goals that blow my mind. Like that is such a beautiful thing that I get to witness and be a part of. And then I get to see them do that with other people, inspire other people. And it feels like this tree, you know, like I get to help one person and then that person might help two other people. And then those two people might help three other people each. And it just keeps growing. And the tiniest little thing, like you help someone, you sit there and help them, which really doesn't take that much effort. Like it's not a big thing, but you help someone a little bit and then they go on to help someone else. And then those people go on to help someone else. And through this beautiful like tree or this, you know, almost like a fractal, it just keeps expanding and it becomes exponential. You know, a little good deed here, you never know how many people that might affect. And I'm so grateful that that is my literal fucking job. Like literally my job, not that I think of this as a job. It's more like a calling or a mission. You know, it's my purpose. I guess at this point I would call it that. But I get to work this so-called job of just inspiring people and seeing them do the same thing. It's, you know, if sit there and think about it yourself, how fucking trippy that might feel if that was you. You know, imagine that was you, the person listening right now, and your job was literally just to inspire other people and to help them and coach them a little bit. And then they would go on to do that with other people. You'd feel very humbled by that probably, right? Like maybe you'd feel like, I don't deserve this, or yeah, I don't really feel like that anymore. But maybe you'd feel like, wow, this is so like crazy. I can't believe that this is what I get to do. Like, it's just such a beautiful thing. And I'm all for it. I'm all here for it. And I'm so unbelievably grateful. And I'll wrap all of this up by saying, I'm very grateful to you. I'm very grateful to the universe. I'm grateful for all the people that helped me and helped me get to this position. And I'm really glad that I get to pour my time, literally all my time, full time. I don't have to worry about anything else. I don't have to worry about a job. I don't have to worry about, you know, any other things like that. I get to just do full time this. And I can't think of anything more beautiful than doing what I want full time. And if that's something that appeals to you, you know, being able to like quit your job or, you know, go full time with whatever it is important to you, you know, whatever you feel like your calling is or your purpose or whatever is important to you, I'm here as proof that that can be done. You know, it might take a little while. I've been working on this shit for like 5 years at this point, like working on, you know, building up the coaching and stuff for 5 years and improving myself for like, you know, I don't know, 10 years, 15 years, a long time. It doesn't have to take you that long, but I've been working on this stuff for a while, but it is possible. If you just keep showing up every day, taking little baby steps, you know, towards building that dream life that you want to live, whatever that might mean for you, I promise you that it's absolutely possible. I mean, I see so many fucking people do it in my coaching program. Like you have no idea how many people come to the program and they think there's no way that I could ever build the dream life that I have. Like there's no way that I could quit my job. There's no way that I could start a business. There's no way that I could find a girlfriend that loves me and I love her. There's no way that I could have a threesome, or there's no way that I could lose a ton of weight. There's no way that I could get my kids to really respect me. You know, any of these things. And within a couple of months, they've completely turned the ship around and done something amazing. It really does feel like on an almost weekly basis, I mean, it is just every week, on an almost daily basis, I get to see people perform miracles. And the words impossible or can't do that or don't think I can do that, those things just are meaningless to me now. I've heard so many people say, I don't think I can do that, or there's no way I can do that, or that's impossible. And it's like, yeah, bullshit. Anything is possible. And so whatever your goals might be, run towards them. You know, even if you're scared, just take little baby steps every day. I'm here to tell you, from the guy who was depressed and suicidal and now gets to live this beautiful life, and this feels like it's only the fucking beginning, I'm telling you, whatever your crazy goals, ambitious, beautiful dreams that you have might be, they are possible. If you want more help with this, obviously you can hit me up for coaching. I will leave a link in the description to the coaching. But anything is possible. You know, don't shy away from what's important to you. Don't run away from those dreams. Go out there and crush those goals. If I can do it, you sure as hell can too.